Okay, Daf Ashur. Daf Ashur. Where are we?
Sunday morning of Chol HaMoed. Of Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, Tov Shin Pei Beis. What a schus to be able to learn with everybody. Okay, just an in-house reminder. Next Sunday morning, hopefully we'll be learning on the phone. I will not be here. I have a chasen of Bez Hashem Yisbarach in New York. And we'll see where that takes us. Okay, Holy Rabbi Yisai, we are on Daf. Chof Gimel Amid Beis. Chof Gimel Amid Beis. I want everybody to be forewarned. After the Mishnah Daf, Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Menani Mili, that we have after this, we have Moed Katan and Chagiga left. Left, I mean, Moed Katan and Chagiga, we're going to make one Siyum in Bez Hashem Yisbarach when we finish Megillah. And then when we finish Moed Katan and Chagiga, we're going to make a major Siyum. On finishing, I believe it's a quarter of Shas. I believe it'll be one quarter of Shas. And then we're going to be starting Yevamos. So I'm just warning everybody now that we'll be starting Yevamos. And David Margulis is making a little bit of putting his face down. You should know that we are not going to allow him to leave this year and get to the show unless he joins a full-time crew. If he joins a full-time crew, then maybe we'll let him out.
What about
Shkolim? Shkolim we're going to do when we finish all the shas.
Okay.
It's going to be our last dessert. It'll be Shkolim. We'll start Yerushalmi. Bolinada. Shkolim. We finish shas, then we'll start Yerushalmi then. Bolinada. What do you think?
Man,
you have to get a bracha from Reb Chaim. We have a bracha for 51 years, and we need a bracha for another... Another few decades, that's Hashem is born. Okay, the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, listed a number of things for which you need a minion. So how do you know you need a minion? Where did number 10 come from? Any Dovashev Kedusha should not be less than 10. My Mishnah. Where do you get 10 from? Because Rav Chiya said, Asya Toich Toich. Toich Toich, what does that mean? Ksiv Hocho, so in other words, it's a two-step process here. Gemara says, Bonei Mili, Gemara says, Dashi B'sech B'nei Yisrael. Okay, that's very nice. You have to make a Kiddush Hashem, or a Dovah Shebik Dusha, requires B'sech B'nei Yisrael. How do you know 10? To Rav Chiya, Asya Toich Toich. Ksiv Hocho, meaning Dashi B'sech B'nei Yisrael. Ksiv Hocho, B'bodlu M'toicho Eido, V'asya Eido Eido. So it's a combination from these psukim. Migdashi b'sechbar Yisrael. It's a double shibik. And then it says he bought the mitoch edo, and then edo edo k'siv ad moser leido roazois. So edo is 10. Now how do I know edo is 10? So Rashi says ein chusam asor shem ad moser leido roazois. Yotzu Yeshua v'kalif. By the Meraglim, it says Eidah. And Eidah by the Meraglim was 12, but Yeshua and Kalev were not included in Mosai. Eidah had Roazois. Therefore, we now have 10. So 10 by the Meraglim. 10 by Koirach gives us the concept of Eidah, then Toich, Toich. The concept, whenever you want to be, say, a Dabashim Kedusha, you need 10. Now, this I just want to mention to you. Moshe has a tshuva about this, and many other people speak about this. Of all the places to learn that we need a minion of 10 Jews, we learn from the Meraglim and from Koyach. I mean, the kasha would be, come on. It's a good kasha, no? It's a good kasha. I mean, like...
Neither of them were such great incidences.
Not neither of them were such great incidences. Don't talk like a South African over here, not being... These were horrible instances.
Yeah.
Not such great instances. They were horrible instances.
Who were the 10 with Korach?
We don't know the 10 by Korach. We don't know the 10 by the Meraglim. We need Eda to bring us back to Toich.
It says that also imply that.
No. 10 was only by by the Meraglim. Yeah. Okay. Zok Teilei Gemaravait. We don't do a mind, but a Moshe was an Asoro, keeping the boy of Mema into Yakorim. A Moidu, Shabi Yakorim Shavu, what's a Measoro, Lava Erechara. You can tell me
here, but I in my lifetime never saw this at a Levaya. Of on the way to the on the funeral procession, that they stop. And we do Hespedim. You've seen it?
Rabbi Engel does it.
What did he do?
Twice. From they drive the hearse to the cemetery, then from the roadside to the actual cavern, they will take several steps and stop and pause and say pasuk or something.
Oh, really?
And walk another.
Have you ever seen it?
That's in Yerushalayim. They do that.
Shalom, they do it.
Steps and they say a pasuk and then they.
Yeshiva Seser, maybe Yeshiva Seser. Yeshiva Seser,
absolutely.
Do you ever hear him say this pasuk? That Imdu Yikorim Hamodu Shovu Yikorim Shovu. You remember such a pasuk being recited?
He's not saying it out loud. He has a sitter. He says it by himself. I wasn't able to get. But he stops seven times.
Michael, you saw it?
Says seven times. I mean, I don't remember the pasuk, but I know this stops.
Mr. Costa, have you ever saw it? You ever saw it as they're bringing the mace to the kever, they stop several times and they say psukim. I've never been to a Levaya, so I've never.
Yes, in Eretz Yisrael, for sure.
By my mother, Allah Hashem's Levaya.
They skip it on tachlin.
Oh, it was during Nissan, maybe that's why they didn't do it. My mother's alive is during this, and there's no tachman that day. Okay. Next. This we also, I do. What is that, Barry?
Just stop. Here they're saying, well, if you stop, you're saying that they do a head-to-head.
Right. That's correct also. And they do some type of mini-hespit at each stop. He didn't do that. You shall either do a mini-hespit, or you just say psukim.
Just
psukim. Okay, fine. Next.
They said, actually, the mission at Pirkei Avos,
Sofa dam rima. We don't do maimed amoisha less than a sora. What is this about? And this is what we just read. Keeping them to keeping them by the mail and do your card and muda your shovel. You have your shovel. What's my sora of arachar? Then the name of birchas aveilim, birchas chasanim. What's birchas aveilim? My birchas aveilim, birchas rechov, the bracha in the street. Yam Rabbi Yitzchok, Yam Rabbi Yechon, birchas aveilim, my sora being aveilim and a minion. The Rashi has a whole lengthy thing here that we give a bracha to the Menachemim. That means the peace people will come to Menachem Yovel and then to the Avelim. I've never seen or heard of anybody that this is done any longer either. Birchas Avelim. Birchas Chasanim, obviously we do. What is Birchas Chasanim? Sheva Brachas. And of course, the Sheva Brachas, the Chasanim, are Menamin. Okay. Now, Zochim Moravaita, Vim Mizamna, or Mosam Vashem, Pokhme Esora. You don't bench for less than 10, keep in the Boiler Mema. Keep in the Boiler Mema, the Vorach Lelokainu. Since you have to say the Vorach Lelokainu, so Mela, Botame Asora Lavarachar, it's not COVID. A copy for Kodesh Baruch Hu to mention his name less than 10.
What does that mean? We say brachas all the time.
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's not orachara to.
This is not a bracha. This is we're talking to a tzibur. Nevarech l'elokeinu. Let's bless God. Baruch Hashem avorech. Let's bless God. Now, when you make a bracha by yourself, that's fine. Let's. Nevarech. Baruch Hu.
Right, so I'm saying, so if there was
so you can't not cover it less than 10.
How do we touch
Lava Erech Arim? Lava Erech Arim is not proper Derech Eretz. Erech Arim means Derech Eretz, basically. V'akakos tisha v'koyin v'odom kiyetzveh. This, of course, we no longer do. This is mentioned in Parshas Bichu Koisai. Menani milia v'shmul asorik ahadim ksubim v'parsha 10 times. I mentioned the Parsha Chal v'gufei. V'chal v'mutei is we take out those words. It says Kahanim. And therefore, once it says Kohen, therefore I know I need Kahanim, then it says Kohen again. Now, this is a rule which does not really have a Svara. I once spent a long time trying to see if this rule has a Svara. If it says a Miyat, then it says a Miyat again. If it says two exclusionary statements, it ends up being inclusionary. So the Gemara says if that's the case, then the first and the second might be a miyat, but the third should be an inclusionary. And the Gemara therefore asks, Markasha, you're right. And the Gemara ends with a kasha, which is something we've had many, many times in our journey through Shas.
So, yep. Rob, yep. What is this karkos? I missed it.
Karkos means if you're evaluating karkos. Evaluating karkos. And now the Gemara says, the Odom ki yetzveh, and evaluating an Odom. In fact, Gemara Odom mi kodesh, evaluating karkos to be magdish, I understand that. You're not magdish a person. There's no such thing as being magdish a person. When somebody says, my value should be on me to give that money to the Beis HaMikdash. You evaluate him like an eved in the slave market. How much would he get? You have an iskish like our coals. You have sivis, the chalk of a son of Nechem, acharechem, the reshes, achuzah. And therefore, eved was hukish to karkav. And karkav, we know we evaluate with one coin and nine more people for ten, same thing when it comes to evaluating a person who said he wants to give the value of his life. The word slave market sends a shudder up your spine. No, slave market, it was a slave market. But that's the way it was in the Torah, there was such a thing as slaves. Now, of course, the halacha about how we treated slaves was incredible. Zok the Eilu Kibish on the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Omid Beis, HaKerim B'Torah Le'ivchas Mishleish Pesukim, never less than three Pesukim. Le'ikarim B'Turgamon, Yosef Pasuk Echad, and the Meturgamon should never read less than one Pasuk. Excuse me, more than one pasuk. We're going to talk about the Meturgamon in a moment. Ubinavi Shleisha, another blot in Shas, Rabbi Yisai, Holy Rabbi Yisai, Davchav, Dal, Vidal, Mesechus, Megillah. Incredible. Ubinavi, you know what that means, Mesechus, Megillah? Don't forget, Brachis, Shabbos, Erevin, Psochim, Yuma. I was adding up the blot last night in the Sukkah with some of my grandchildren here. So, you know, I think we already broke 600. It's unbelievable. Ubinavi Shleisha, and by a Navi, whoever cannot read more than one pasuk. By a Navi, you can read three pesukim at a time. Mr. Nagar, who should be zeichel to four shleim, Baruch Hashem, he's feeling better. Hopefully, be back in shul. Yosef Nagar, as a teimani, lane, then they had a meturgamon. Anybody here ever hear a meturgamon in action? Not one of us. I never did either. Ubinavi Shleisha, Hayu Shlashdon. Shalish parshiyos. If there were three parshiyos in a row, karin echad echad. Then even by navi, you have to lane one at a time. Medalgi by navi, we skip by navi. Then medalgi by Torah, we don't skip by the Torah. I kamu medalgi. How much does he skip? Akidei shal yisaker b'turgamon. We only can skip enough time that the b'turgamon will be finished reading. But it's going to take longer than the b'turgamon to read. We will not skip that long. Now, skipping in Torah, in laning of the Torah, is something we do. When?
Fast days.
Fast days, very good, and a tinus. And there, the rolling is very minimal. It's just one column, so while the person is making the bracha, we roll, so there's no problem there. There's a problem for people to stand who have nothing to do. We never want that to happen in a shul. You have to stand b'shtika with nothing to do. That's like being goyel to say for Torah in the middle of an aliyah. We don't want to do that. Okay. What is Gimel Psukim?
Something on the Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, coming up. Hani Gimel Psukim Keneged Me. These three Psukim are Keneged Me. Zokti Gemara. Amravasi Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuv. Okay, we had earlier Kanam Leviim Yisrael. Also, here we're only talking about the laney aspect. It says three. Okay, Zokti Gemara Keneged Torah Neviim Uksuv. Leikar Lematurgamon Yaksemi Pasuk Yechod. And the Torah never reads more than one pasuk. Ubinavi Gimel Psukim. Ubinavi three psukim. Now Rashi says a very interesting thing in the top line. Ubinavi Shleisha im Yirtzeh v'liyichpis lanim yitteh. We're not so concerned if a mistake is made on nafkamina hayroa. It's not going to have nafkamina lahalacha, which is very interesting. Maybe it'll be nafkamina pshat that people will make a mistake. I don't know. For some reason, we're not concerned with that. Ubinavi v'liyichpis lanim yitteh v'liyichpis lanim yitteh. Ubinavi Gimel Psukim. Hayu Shloshdot Shalosh Parshias Kairi Echod Kegoyin. Yikoy Amar Hashem, Pinam Emkartam, these are three psukim in Yeshaya. Yikoy Amar Hashem, Elikim, Yitzrayim, Yorad, Imi, Barishayim. Yatamali Poi, Noam Hashem. These three psukim should be read separately. These three psukim should be read separately, and these are really not three parshas. The Ritva points out there are only three psukim, but each pasuk is dealing with a different concept. Therefore, we don't want the Meturgamon to blend them all together. Then it says, Medalgam and Avi, Medalgam and Torah. We don't skip. Mark Steinberg's kasha. The Kohen Gadol does skip. So Gemara, welcome to Dalek. I'm going to buy Lakasha. Can't be Chdeshi if Sagaturgamon. But can't be Chdeshi if Sagaturgamon. One is, there'll be enough time for them to Turgamon. And what, meaning the Turgamon will still be reading. One is, there won't be. But Gemara, what are you talking about? But Lakatani, in our mission, we learn Medalgam and Novi, Medalgam and Torah. We skip Banavi, we don't skip the Torah. We had Kamu Medalik, Kadesh, Yafsik, and Turgamon. Mechal the Torah. When it comes to Torah, Klal Chalo, we don't skip at all. Eldam Rabbi Eloi Kasha. Kan Binyan Echon, Kan Bishtein Yonos. When it's one Inyan, then we can't skip. When it's two Inyanos, we can't skip. As long as it's going to be within the time that the Turgamon will not complete what he is reading. Boha Tanya. Rabbi Yisai, we've had this a few times. Not a lot of times, we've had this a few times. Rashi, three lines above the Mishnah, says in the word Vatanya, B'nichusa. What is Rashi telling us by saying the word B'nichusa?
It's not a
kasha. It's not a kasha, says Rabbi Garfinkel. Very important tool to remember. Sometimes you're in the middle of a Gemara, and the Gemara says Vatanya, and we're used to saying Vatanya, and we're saying, what in the world is going on here? What's the kasha? We just answered the kasha. Einachanami. Then we have Rashi to come along and tell us, B'nichusa. That's the one word that appears in Shas several times from Rashi. And sometimes the word Vatanya can mean a raya, not a kasha. Vatanya, now instead of Vatanya, is Vatanya. Vatanya, medag b'teira, b'nyin echot, u'b'navi b'shnei nyonim. But when it comes to Torah, we can skip, and navi we skip also b'shnei nyonim. Kan v'kan b'chleish nifsa g'togum, 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 will not stop. Tanya idach, nocha b'raisa, ein medag b'navi, may not skip from navi to navi, Ubinavi shall shnei masa, but it comes to Navi of shnei masa, which is interesting. It doesn't say trei masa here; it says shnei masa. But dale, ubavashi, dale mi seifa seifa l'chilasa. You can't go from the end of the seifa back to the beginning of the seifa. On Shabbos Shuva, in the Haftorah, we in fact skip. In fact, skip. But it, what's that?
But it's on trei masa.
It's in trei masa. Very good, Mr. Steinberg. Very impressive here. It's in trei masa, and therefore it's okay. What's that? Right. Now, so I just want to say to everybody, so therefore there is a time we do skip by laning, as we said, by the Tanesim. There is a time we skip by Haftorahs, by the...
When do we divide the Torah? When do we skip? By what?
By Tanesim.
Tanesim.
And there's a time we skip by Haftorahs, by Shabbos Shuva. Now, I was trying to tell you...
And Yom Kippur.
That's only Kohen Gadol. We don't do that in Yom Kippur. Yes, also. Also, that's on Yom Kippur by Mincha. After Yom Kippur. Thank you. I do want to mention to you, as a kid, the Boston Rebbe, Zatzal, on Simchas Torah night, had a Messiah from his father. We lain Zayis HaBracha, three Aliyahs. They lain, they were girl of Sefer Torah all over the place. You know, they were gurgling the Torah in the middle of the Aliyahs, and they started leaning from all different parts of the Torah.
Why?
I never asked him. I just remember he had a list. He was looking at a matzah with a list from his father. I don't know what. Maybe Rado Chassidim would do it also. I never saw it in my lifetime except for that one time by the Boston Rebbe. And it's very possible that, Simchas Torah has a lot of broken rules. You know, we give kids aliyahs, and when we give more than one aliyah, we lane more than one time the same kriya. You know, we give people aliyahs together, and we call up 100 kids, and they're all making brachas. We do all different types of things on Simchas Torah. Okay, Mafti Menavi Zaktahilik Mishnah. The one who gets the aliyah of Mafti. Now, this is one of the things that we've mentioned before, and here's a situation where perspective, if that's the right word, becomes reality in two opposite ways. Eid Kedushin, as I said many times, is really the most important kibbutz, because without the Eidim, there's no chasim. However, some people take that literally to the extent that they give the most chashim of people who come to the chasim to Eidim. You can't do that. I see, you can't do it. Moshe Feinstein, Yaakov Benesky, come to your chasim. You can't give a person who's in his 40s see the kedusha and give Moshe Feinstein, Yaakov Kamenetsky Eidim. You can't do that. Even though Eidim is the most chashuv, you can't do that. But the perspective is that Eidim is no longer the most chashuv. That's all. Maftir, give me somebody maftir the chashuv and aliyah. I would give it to a kid. Okay, so again, Says the Gemara, it's not so choshev. Yeah, okay, good. We give it to Kashuv. We give it to Kashuv. Okay, now, Master Yoyin is an exception. But Master Yoyin is the third Aliyah. It's already choshev, but the Aliyah Mafta for us. Okay, so Zakri Gemara like this. A Mafta Benavi, you have to pay him back with some type of covet. We'll see in the Gemara. Who Paris Al Shman? Now, Paris Al Shman is something we don't do anymore. We had this earlier. Paris Al Shman means if 10 people did not have a chance to daven with a minion, they come together after they already davened, so they say Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Yoytza HaMa'iris. We don't do that anymore. We do have certain people, and Eretz Yisrael, they do it all the time, that after the minion, they say Baruch Hu. And Eretz Yisrael, they do it by Shacharis and by Ma'ir. Why are you making your face at me? No?
I've seen people do it here. Yeah.
By Ma'ariv. Okay, it's not the minig in America. Some people do it. They get up and they say a baruch.
And well, my experience was that it was not in Shacharis, it was non-Torah reading days.
By Shacharis, it was non-Torah reading days?
Right, because you could clap by the baruch of the elites.
Always you get the baruch of Kriya Sater.
Right.
Very interesting. Okay.
Itself.
That's what he said.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Hamafta Menavi, who pares al Shema, who oivel tnei table, and he also davens for the yom. Who naisei es kapov? The moya katan ofev vayrabay oivin al yodah. We'll see what this gemara means. His father or his rebbe get it. Katan kari b'tayra, who metargim? He's also metargim. Avelino pares al Shema. He's not pares al Shema. Being oivel tnei table, he's not oivel tnei table. He knows his kapov. We allow kahanim kitanim to duchen, but not alone. My father, Shalom, on the farm, he was the only kohen very often. He didn't want to duchen alone, but he brought down his bed to duchen with another one. So I started duchen when I was like 9. My father taught me how to duchen, but I never duchen as a child alone. The other day, I duchened alone. I was the only kohen for the youth of me. I duchened alone. You can duchen alone. You can't. Now.
So it says bracha?
I made a bracha, yeah. I will in a parish of Shmav, you know what I'm going to take. Then, you know, it's just kapha. Poicheach. This is an interesting word here. It means the person is somewhat uncovered, not completely clothed. Parish of Shmav, or Matagim, I will in a parish of Shmav, you know what I'm going to take. You know, it's just kapha.
It says in the article, legs exposed.
Legs exposed, yeah, we'll see it, right.
Does that mean someone can't wear the word shorts?
Pashas, you can't wear shorts, not because of this. Suba, Paris Hashma, a Suba can be Paris Hashma, Matagim, Rabbi Udai, Makosha, Rabbi Ma'aris, Mayom. If somebody never saw the sun, ain't no Paris Hashma. Yoitza Ma'aris is the bracha on the Ma'aris. If he never saw the Ma'aris because he was born blind, Rahman al Sani can't do it. My time. Zok the Hail of Gimara, my time. What's going on here? Apollo Shim Kavai. Rabbi Shimei Yomi Shem Nosen Tzvi.
Somebody who became blind?
Yes, it's different.
Never saw the sun.
Mishum Kavod, Rashi says, what does Kavod mean? L'havel l'tnei ha-teva, ho'il u'mam si'asvel l'dol b'shem u'kodo. Since we give him something which is not so by Kavodik, tiknu lo'izu l'kavod. And once again, I've written down the side of my Gemara, like, come on. People vie for maftir nowadays. If you're a shul that auctions off the aliyahs every day yontif, maftir gets the highest money. People want maftir. It's vakeret, it's mechubid. You make a bracha in the Torah, you make a bracha in the Navi, and those places where you're lame, people feel more chashivas, even though you think a klaf is really more appropriate up here. Halacha, okay, whatever.
For your sake.
Your side people want maftar also, even though maftar is not an aliyah. My time, Rabbah Mishum covered Rab. But there are many places where the minig is that if you get the aliyah of maftar for your side, you also daven musaf. Zokta el gemara. My time, Rabbah Mishum covered Rabbah Hashim Yom Mishum Yosil Tzuye. We're going to start fighting. We're going to start fighting. Rashi says, four lines from the bottom, Shum Tzuye is a double bully de machlekes there. I need maftir, be a total of the table. You gotta come to machlekes. I got maftir, so I want it done for the oven. My main nayu. Ikam inayu to oven bechina. With the person, Rashi says in the bottom line, There's not getting any money for it. In that situation, fighting there might be. There won't be any fighting. COVID, there might be a problem. So look what the Gemara says now. Back in the bottom of Chof Dalman Aleph. Yom Rishim Mitzuye, Kotan Bar Netzuyehu. Kotan doesn't fight. Amay Rishim COVID. Kotan Bar COVIDu. El Ika COVID Ovid the COVID Rabbi. COVID Ovid COVID Rabbi to make up for the fact that he gave the child Maftah, he said he have to extend COVID either to his Rebbe or to his father. Now, if I understand what the a character over here also, giving a child mafter we also consider that a kibbutz. Rabbi Schwartz used to, I don't want to say the word brag, but he used to brag that when he was a child in this chashev shul in Newark where he grew up with a very chashev rab, he would sometimes get the aliyah of mafter as a cut. And through that, we sometimes gave mafter to katana in our shul. I don't know what, it's very interesting to understand. Dr. Gibar now on the top of the Chof Dalman Beis, nothing on it. Yes, people make the bar mitzvah. I said recently in Eretz Yisrael, I did not know that. Maybe your Sholem remembers such a thing, but in Eretz Yisrael, very often the bar mitzvah is the Shabbos before he becomes a goel. Shabbos before he becomes a goel. Rishua Goldstein, the Rosh Kolel, the Rosh Chabura of the Chicago Community Kollel, or his son-in-law, made a bar mitzvah, and he made a mitzvah the Shabbos before he became a goel, before his son became a goel. Alika Kovit Ovid become a rabbi, hocha! Top of the Chof Dalman Beis, hocha nami yikin nitsuye oviv unitsuye rabbi. And therefore it does express itself by a kov. Zokta el Gemara on the top of the Chof Dalman Beis, bachayach pyrus al shma, boy mene ula, bara mea bay, cotton bachayach ma, what about a cotton who's slightly uncovered? Mashikra vitaira, amalei, vitiboylacha, orum, why don't you ask by cotton, it's what orum, if he's completely naked. Mars says, the Farshim say it doesn't mean completely. It means he could be wearing a bathing suit. Mars says, boy, mene ulo bara, mea bai, cotton bachayach maushi, yikra betoira, malay, viti, boy, lucha, orum, my time, aloy, mishim covet sibor. Okay, nami, mishim covet sibor. So I do want to tell you again, Mr. Mark Steiner, since you asked the Kasha, I personally have gone over to boys, not under bar mitzvah, but boys who over bar mitzvah. So I do not learn down to the yomim in shorts. I do not learn down to the yomim in shorts. Number one. Number two, I also tell them, if you're over bar mitzvah, you should not come to shul in shorts. You shouldn't come to shul in shorts. It's not a way to present yourself inside a basic Knesset. And the truth of the matter is, number three, if you're home and davening b'yachidus, whatever the reason is, you shouldn't daven in shorts either. I mean, you're talking to God. Talking to God. Okay.
Is it a shul? This Chomoed Zepal Musaf got up there in army fatigue, sweatpants, and flip flops. I was debating if I should walk out. So
you'd see. Well, army fatigues.
Like sweatpants.
Sweatpants and an army. I mean.
Okay, I'm sweatpants with an army fatigue. Okay, but then flip flops.
Sweatpants is also, I must say, I mean, I don't want to sound like some type of radical.
That's what I'm asking.
Sweatpants are not a way to doubt it. They don't want to dump stomachs on. And to the tzibur, the sweatpants.
The Rav, the Shalit Tzibur, the Cholmoid Minyan, army fatigue, sweatpants with flip flops, no socks.
Flip flops are sandals.
Would the Rav walk out? Dom Lupinas, go to the Mishul. That was my shayla.
Okay.
I was that strong.
I'd walk over and kiss the Chazan and tell him you're a beautiful person, you're a wonderful person.
He is a wonderful person.
And I love you. And I think you should get dressed. What should I say? We're talking to God. I'm not saying you have to do what I do. If I find myself alone in a hotel room, I went somewhere to speak or something. Whatever it is, and I had done my roof. I'm not telling you you have to do this, but I'm telling you, after driving for 9 hours and davening mincha, driving for 9 hours somewhere, getting into a motel. I get dressed, which I tell you, I put on my tie, my suit, my hat. You can be in a motel, you can be in shul, you're talking to God. You're talking to God.
I was in bed once and I realized I forgot my room.
That's right.
Got up, washed, got dressed.
Right, okay. Suma, Pyrus al Shema. A Suma is Pyrus al Shema. Tanya Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Harbeit Sofu, Lindresh Merkava. Many people want to learn about the Merkava, but they're all so many. Okay, Merkava is you know, beyond, learning about the Merkava. They didn't see the Merkava, and they can learn about the Merkava, so you didn't see the sun, so you can't make the bracha. Havonis Aleiv, it says in the left side. Havonis Aleiv, it's a very interesting concept. We've spoken about this many times. How does one person perceive understanding? In his heart or in his brain? And the problem with saying you perceive understanding in the heart is that we all know that there is such a thing as a heart transplant. And you know, when a person was a recipient of a heart transplant, you know, you don't gain, the recipient does not gain extra knowledge. You know, if there'd be a science fiction books, a brain transplant, okay. But a heart transplant. Hard to understand this.
The end of the note, Mr. Strauss, Simon's on Rasha, what's tarpisehale?
Tarpisehale, it's the same type of thing, it's avonah. This is a big issue. I have a lot of Marma Kremis written down about this. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Kedusha also talks about that. The Lev HaPonim and HaChochma. You have to know what it means. We regard the heart as a pump nowadays. I'm talking about the medical world. And even after us having transplants, we don't see a difference. Some people may say personality differences, but not in a person's knowledge. They say if a person, anecdotally that if a person got a heart transplant from a person who liked to drink, then all of a sudden the person started liking to drink. The person had rhythm, the person got more rhythm, I don't know. So. But nobody says about knowledge. No. Even a blind person has a know from the sun. How? Rabbi Yossi said over Mary the Gemaisa. Call Yomai all of my days. I was in pain. It's like Rabbi Akiva's famous line, right? Call Yomai Yossi Mitzar. What time is it, Rabbi Yossi?
7:50.
Okay. Call Yomai Yossi Mitzar. All the days I was with Star on Mikrozet, but Yisam a mashvish with Tzaraim, because she mashvish a iver about fail. I was mashvish in the middle of the day, like an iver is a mashvish in the dark. You can mashvish say iver, but a fail all iver. What's the difference for a blind person at night or during the day? I should bought my sliyodi. Pamacha, so Yisam a halach with Isha and Wailo. I was going in darkness. We have fail. Verisi sumo, and I saw a sumo, Shem Halam Bederav Avuka Biyodo. He had a torch in his hand. Amartile Bini, Avuka Zul, Amalach. What do you have a torch for? Amali calls Man Shavuka Biyodi. But a Adam Roin I see. Umatzilin Oisi Mena Pechosim, Umena Koitzim, Umena Bakar. What an interesting concept. What's the concept? The concept is that a person who is blind, Rahman al Islam, will walk with a torch. This was at night. Why is he walking with a torch at night? So people should see him. And therefore they'll be able to
guide him in case
Rahman looks on. So therefore that's what he said, that's the pshat. I want to tell you one thing about light, which is a Pelet de Gazach, my uncle Oliver Sholem. I don't remember the Bamish, going back, afraid to think how many years. I was much a little kid. He was in the Navy during World War II. And he used to smoke a pipe. He told me he started smoking a pipe in the Navy. Why? Because, you know, it's a Navy. You're on a ship. You want to get fresh air at night. You're on guard duty. You could not light up a cigarette and smoke it or a cigar. Because one spark of light, the enemy could see you at night, dozens and dozens of miles away. But a pipe, you can't see the light. He said, that's where you started smoking your pipe. And so yeah, it's just an interesting thing here. Light helps. A little bit of light helps. So Suma's walking around with a torch so that people should see him and say, no, stop! There's a cliff. Stop, there's a hole. Stop, there's a river. Whatever it might be. A river maybe would hear. There's a puddle or something like that. real well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem Yisroach. Next week we'll stop in this Mishnah. Wishing everybody a Tzlacha Rabbah. There is a Mori that consists of Chachom, and maybe believe that I'll try to say it over. Mori that consists of Chachom about this. From Perry, I'm wishing you a Tzlacha, wishing everybody a Gemar. Okay, a good Vittel, and a Piskatova, and a good Chalamoy. Tomorrow is this Shana Rabbah, and tonight I'll be saying over the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, Bez Hashem Yisroach at 8:10, and there'll be a Shmuz in the Sukkah, Bez Hashem Yisroach at 9:45 after 9:30 Mariv. Call to everybody. Tzlacha Rabbah.